Hello, podcast family. I trust you had a super splendid weekend. Welcome to Parenting Corner, where we discuss salient issues in parenting and offer advice on godly parenting. I am your host, Oluwapelumi Janet. First off, I really need to apologize for bringing this episode a little bit behind the scheduled time. We agreed on having the episode on weekends, but I got a very tight weekend, and so I was not able to publish this episode even though I had what I wanted to talk about. So on this week's episode, we'll be continuing with our book review. I'll be reviewing the part 2 of the book. This part contains 5 chapters and it was exclusively written by David Burroughs. One of the main things I got from this part is the need to prepare ahead for parenting. This is very instructional for most of my listeners because many of us are would-be parents. And there is the big possibility of not wanting to disturb ourselves with parenting just yet. But as David Burroughs stated, start learning now. Obtain necessary information, read books, attend seminars, study, be properly equipped. And don't miss any of the Parenting Corner episodes. You know, that's one of the ways to prepare ahead. It's one of the ways of preparing ahead for parenting. You don't learn about a thing on that thing. You have to get equipped before that time. And that's why Parenting Corner, every time I take my time to publish each episode, because I know many of my listeners are would-be parents, right? So I take my time to publish each of these episodes to prepare us ahead of time, so that we would not get ignorant when we are faced with all these circumstances. So seek the right information. Like I said earlier, read books, attend seminars, study, learn about the several stages of life and development of a child. This helps you to better understand and deal with each circumstances as they come. Do not wait till you start having kids to learn about parenting. Do not wait till you are faced with a problem in parenting to start preparing for it. Do it now and thank me later for it. Another strong point for me that David Burroughs raised is the chapter 8 of this book. And that chapter is titled Understanding Teens. More often than not, many parents have clashes with their teenagers. Yes, statements like, Bola used to be a sweet and respectful child. I don't know what has taken over her. Honestly, you don't raise your children from, let's say, ages 2 to 10 or 11, the way you raise your teenagers around the ages of 13, 15, 17, 18, 19. You need to understand your teens. Burroughs outlined some of the nature of teenagers, and I believe this should be a step in helping us understand our teenagers. This should be a step in helping us help our teenagers. Some of the nature of teenagers are stated in the book are the fact that teens desire their own identity. They want to form their own ideas. They want to be who they want to be. You know, they know that you've told them a lot of things, but now they want to form their own beliefs. They want to have their own identity, different most times, different from what their parents have told them, different from who their parents are. So you see, they want to be who they are, independent of who their parents are. So they are questioning things. They want to think through things. They want to have their own stand. And that's why you see them questioning several things that you've told them. And also, teenagers have their own language and culture. The way they communicate is different from how adults do. Their slangs peculiar to them. Yes, several slangs among our young people these days. This sometimes bring about communication blocks between teenagers and adults. And so the adults, I don't seem to understand. And the teenagers say, you cannot understand me. Because they feel their parents are old school. They don't know what's up. They don't know what's going on. Also, teenagers are idealistic. They believe that they can change the world. They believe that the adults have failed in changing the world and bringing about a change. And so they believe that they have ideas that are better than those of their parents. They are full of energy. And they always want to be up and doing. So I believe that parents should divert this energy to something positive. Also, you see, teens often want to rebel and question things. They want to know why what is what. So when you're telling them do this, they want to ask you, why should I do this? They want to see things from their own perspective and not from your own perspective. So as painful as it may be, parents and the society, when I mean the society, I mean the teachers, the adults, the pastors, cutting across every person. Parents and the society need to answer a teenager's question honestly and not force their own opinion on them, not tell them you have to do this. And when they're asking, I say, if you don't want to do this, this is this, this is this. Make them understand why you want them to do some things. Make them understand certain principles. Explain things to them. So now, when you have a child, most times you probably want to tell them do this, and they are willing to do that. You know, they adore mommy. Mommy is a role model to them. That is a role model to them. But as soon as they move towards the age of 13, 12, even 12 these days, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, they really want to question everything. So you want to give them opportunity to form their own beliefs, answer their question honestly. In this book, there were several other natures that were highlighted. So it's worthy to know that the seemingly nature of things are very normal process in their development. They are normal. Every person, every adult that we see this, they also went through this process. So it's a very normal process in their development. And one way you can help them is through communication. Communicate with them, and that communication should not be a one-sided communication. It's not you communicating instruction, you communicating. No, it should be a two-way communication. Also, listen to them and try to see things from their perspective. When they come up with an argument, try to say, okay, let's see things from your own perspective. Analyze things together with them. All right, and while you are doing this, also try to bring to bear the necessary guidance and discipline that they need. So you're not also overlooking discipline, but you're through guidance enforcing discipline. Truly, a lot was dispensed in this part of the book. I hope we can all create the time to keep learning about parenting. You listening to this episode is a step in the right direction. Don't stop listening. Also, help your friends around them, people around you, to gain access to this knowledge that has been dispensed in Parenting Corner. Share the link with them, share the episode with them, and also follow up on them listening to the episode. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode of Parenting Corner. I believe you've learned one or two things. Do have a fruitful week till I come your way again next week. Bye.